But Hamilton says this income gap is only the first layer of the problem.
Think about income in comparison to wealth. Income is a flow. Income allows us in one period of time be able to pay our bills, be able to have subsistence in our life. But wealth as a concept, wealth as an indicator, allows you to take risk. It funds and seeds any ingenuity you might have, and it also allows you to finance big purchase items like an expensive education. It allows you to, if you're confronted with a criminal justice system, be able to hire the best counsel possible. It allows you, if you're confronted with a medical issue and your insurance is not up to par, it allows you to be able to deal with that health issue without the risk of going bankrupt. Effort matters. Ingenuity matters. But effort and ingenuity is limited and, frankly, plays a minuscule role if you have no capital to begin with. The main determinant of wealth is wealth itself. The old adage that wealth begets more wealth, I think that's accurate.
The origin